This call is being recorded.
Okay, everybody get in touch with your breathing. Breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth. Rhythmically and gently, focusing on your breathing, letting go. Take really deep, deep breaths. Holding for 3 seconds when you take a breath, and then you let it all out, and then hold it for 3 seconds before you take the next breath. And just in a rhythmic manner, focusing on your breathing. Coming to a center within yourself. You're letting go more and more of the extremities of your body. Now breathe in the golden white light. See that light moving throughout your body, filling your body with light. As your body is filled with light, put all of your attention then at your heart center, your fourth chakra. See all 7 chakras then lined up in alignment, their respective colors spinning. Then coming down through the top of your head, originating from the galactic central sun, see a pulse of blue energy, blue light, shooting down through our solar sun, into our solar system, throughout all the planets. This energy connecting to all of the planets, and then throughout all of the ships that are out there. And then down in that pulse of energy, a beam of light down right in through the top of your head, shooting all the way down in through your feet into the earth, the core of the earth. Then rising back up from the core of the earth, back up through your body, back up through the top of your head and to the galactic central sun. So that your physical body is sitting now, anchoring now, 2 beams of light or pillars of light, 1 from above and 1 from below. And now recognize that flame within you that resides within each of us. It can be a golden flame, blue flame, a violet flame. Let that flame begin to expand and grow within you. So it may first start out as a small little, even an ember possibly, although not so much with this group. And growing and expanding until it's completely expanded, engulfing the physical body, engulfing you. Now see it, whatever it was before, see it now as the violet flame, engulfing your entire body and purging out all the old dross, the old memories, the old programming, no longer works within you. Now feel and know the I Am presence within you, within this violet flame, within this beautiful flickering violet flame that has now engulfed your entire body. And you feel it all around you and in you, immersing yourself in this flame as you purge out all the old paradigm that no longer works in your universe, in your life. For you each one are a universe in yourself. And you are the one that is the creator of that universe. Now send this light that is all around you and in you. Send this light out now to the next one next to you and to the next one next to them and so on. And see that flame continuing to merge and spread from one to the other. First, just in this room, and all of you that are here on the phone with us, see it merging with all, so that all are feeling this violet flame merging. And now this violet flame, where it was as individual flames, is now merged together as one giant flame that encompasses this entire house here, and this fully this area, and then continues to grow and expand. So it has expanded through the city of Phoenix and further on to all of the cities in the general western area here, and then to the east, and further to the west, as it continues to expand and grow, until it's expanded across the entire planet, and the planet itself is now engulfed in this violet flame. If you are already out there, up here with us in the ships, looking down, you can see the violet flame now has immersed or engulfed the entire planet. Planet Earth, Gaia, Terra is now surrounded and immersed in this violet flame. And all that is of the old is being purged out. Especially those areas that might still be in darkness. They might still be without the violet flame. See those areas now becoming immersed and engulfed in the flame as well. The spreading of the I Am consciousness, the I Am that I am, spreading everywhere. Feel it growing, expanding, moving into each individual being in all life forms, till you can say that I am the violet flame. I am the I Am. See now more saying that, more and more and more saying that. Many not even knowing what they are saying, what it even means, but yet they are saying it. See it, visualize them now. Speaking this out, I am the violet flame. I am the power that resides within me. Now let yourselves, from wherever you find yourselves now, drift back. Leave the violet flame there. Don't bring it back in. Don't dissipate it. Leave it, engulfing the planet. Come back now into your physical form. If you never left your physical form, that is okay too. All now come into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am the Saint Germain. As if you did not know. I am the violet flame. I represent the violet flame. But Even more than I representing the violet flame, you represent it. You represent the I Am consciousness here on the planet. Each and every one of you, each and every one of us are the I Am consciousness. It is not separate from us. It is one with all of us. Together, we are moving to spread this consciousness, this vibrational frequency that is increasing and increasing and increasing each and every moment of each and every day. If you could but see it from our point of view, you would see the light coming on everywhere. You have no idea, and you have no idea of the power that you all hold. You held much before this advance, but you hold much, much more now. And as you hold and anchor this light, this power within you, you can now go out and share and spread this power, this love, this light. It is all one and the same. It is no longer the love of power. It is now the power of love. Think of it that way and be that power. For you each one have that now. Even if you did not participate in the experience last night, even if you did not, you are still one with this group. And as one with this group, you all are given now the ability, the power, to reach out to anyone that is within earshot, meaning they are open to the whispers that can come to them. Do not shout to them, whisper to them. Let them hear your whisper, just as we whisper to you. Yes, there are times when you do not hear the whispers. And then we have to begin to shout, just as you may do so as well, as the times move along and as the frequencies continue to rise. You are the future of this planet. You and all of those of you that are sharing and are anchoring and then sharing the light, you are all the future. The children coming in now are the future. You are preparing the way for those children, just as you are preparing the way for yourselves to continue on. And for all of those that have yet not awakened, but are at the threshold of coming out of that sleepiness, that deep sleep that so many are in still, yet their alarm clocks are beginning to go off. They are beginning to rouse from that slumber. They're beginning to realize that there is something more that is here, something more than just the day in, day out drudgery that many live through every day. Many of you live that yourselves at times. You all know life is not drudgery. Life is beautiful. Life is joyous beyond what you can possibly imagine. But as you continue to imagine it, as you continue to visualize that which is the new life, then you are creating that new life in front of you. You are creating the new golden age of Gaia right here, right now, in this moment, and each and every moment following this. Know that you have the power. You are powerful beyond measure. Always know that. I am Saint Germain. I leave you now in the I Am presence within each of you. That I Am presence continues to fully awaken within all of you. and then all of those that you come in contact with as it is called for.
Om mani padme om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
One who serves here, and yes, Moses is here. Yes, and we are continue in working with you, of course. And we have much to give on much of what you have been discussing and all of this. You are on a track now. You have changed direction, you might say. But you have changed direction, but we knew all along you were going to change direction. So only the James did not know this. We did not tell him. He had to come to this himself based on and following those of you that brought the understandings to this group to bring about this new direction or redirection here. Because yes, it is true. We have said this before, and in some cases it fell on deaf ears because it was not time for this. It was not the divine timing. We did say that you do not know this group, and or those that were with the James previously did not know how close they were to finding those records. Finding those records within first, of course, and then finding the records that are there. And yes, there are solid records there. They are physical records, but they are not accessible in your physical way of thinking here. They are not accessible to you in your third dimensional paradigm and within this illusion. You must step out of the illusion. You must step through the veil that is no longer there, and you must step through that and know that you have moved into higher vibrations and therefore a higher dimension, even if only momentarily, that you can slip from this third dimension into the higher fourth dimension and even into the fifth dimension. And at that time, in that moment that you have made that shift, that 90-degree phase shift in the moment, you will discover those records. That is a promise. If you are able to come to that level of vibration, and yes, that crescendo that is necessary to reach the highest of vibrations within you and feel the resonance inside of yourself from those vibrations of singing those chants. That will bring you to those tumblers, as has been spoken of, and which are in those readings, as James has said. And they will be the key to take you to the next step that is awaiting you. And we speak of even beyond the records here. All of this is a process. All is being orchestrated. And it is preparing you to be in the divine timing that is necessary to uncover, or rather, better word here, recover those records. Many of you that are in this group, both here in the room and on the phone, many of you participated in those ceremonies that were spoken of, that were read about here. Many of you were there. Only one of you was one that went into the cavern, though, into the secret place of the thunder there. I cannot say who that one is, but that one will come forth and be a part of your expedition there as you continue this process that was started in long, long ago. It was started back in the Lemurian times and then picked up again in your 1960s with that other group, and then picked up again in the early 1990s with the James and his groups, and will be picked up again now with the group that will form for this purpose. So much is in front of you. So much is possible and probable if you follow the guidance, not the guidance from us. We will help to guide you. We will nudge you along. But the guidance from within each and every one of you, and the trust that is necessary to be able to ascertain what will be needed to open the secret place there, to open the entrance, to open the entrance to your higher vibrational body at that point, possibly needing to be in an etheric body, but we are speaking now of raising your physical body into a higher vibration where you will then be able to open the seal and walk through it. And we say walk with your physical body. Okay?
Okay.
Are there questions here now?
I have a question.
Yes.
You said that, if I understand correctly, that by increasing our vibration, it allows us to access what is known as the physical record. And if we increase our vibration to fifth dimensional consciousness, it allows us to access those records. So does that mean that we are changing our bodies? That's the frequency of the fifth dimension light body, creating more of a light body.
Yes, in that moment, when you are able to reach that crescendo, you will have raised the frequency of your physical body to be able to step through the entrance, be able to first ascertain where the entrance is directly, open it, and then step through it.
So will the physical body be transmuted into more of a light body?
Not so much light body, but a facsimile of that, we would say.
Okay,
the beginnings toward that. But not so that it will be permanent at that point. Just momentarily. We are getting here from the James. He is sending us a book. It is the... What is that book he is sending here? Is the one where they had the manuscripts. They discovered the manuscripts. 9, 10 manuscripts.
All the
Celestine prophecy.
Okay.
The Celestine. Yes.
Okay.
He is sending this to us, and it is certainly correct in that one of the manuscripts spoke, pardon here, need to manipulate body. One of those manuscripts was speaking about the, you would say, disappearance, the movement from one frequency, level of frequency, and dimension even, into a higher frequency and higher dimensional frequency at that point, where they were able to disappear entirely from those who, in that case, wanted to bring them harm. And they disappeared, and those that were the bandits, or whatever you would call them, were not able to find them and see them, even though they were right in front of them.
Right.
This is what we're speaking of. If you have not read that book and you want to be a part of this expedition, this group, then it would be wise to know these things that we are speaking of so that you can then take this information and expand on it from the guidance from within yourselves. Just as you were doing earlier when the James read from this reading that we gave in that time, in the 60s, and are able, those of you here in the group, were able to then expand on this and receive the guidance that you were getting, which was coming from your higher selves predominantly. Does this answer your question, Joanna?
Yes, thank you so much.
Yes,
I have a question.
Yes, Peter. Peter.
The Keto Shaman in Peru say that we're moving from Homo sapien being into Homo humanus. So will the discovery of these records be a conclusion to the next potential?
Not a conclusion, no. But it will be a step, a very important step, because this group is being prepared. We have said this many times. You have no idea yet how fully you are being prepared and what is yet coming. And the power that you are now carrying, each one of you, if you would but believe that which happened last night as to be fully realized within yourself, as a full reality, for it did happen, and you did receive the anointing, and you did receive the power of the Holy Spirit, or however you want to call it, the power of the Force, the power of Source, the power of the Comforter coming over you, whatever it might be, the power of Isis, anything you want to call it, but you did receive it. And you are carrying that now forward. You are no longer just anchoring the light. You are now ready to spread the light fully, spread the love, the consciousness. And all of this was in preparation to the continuing of searching now for those records. Always though, as we say, first the records within. Finding those records, finding those memories, those remembrances, remembering yourself in that procession in Lemuria, remembering being in that circle, raising your hands to the heavens, to the great central sun, and chanting in one unison voice, chanting that you are sealing these records forever. Until the time comes around again when those that place the records can return to recover them once again. Mm. And you, those of you, some of you within this group were those that were there. Many of you were there. We can tell you that. Many of you. Why? This is why you have been drawn specially to this group. Because this is the James's mission here, to draw back not only the 144,000, but to bring back those that place those records, to bring them back together so that this can go forward now. It was ended somewhat prematurely twice now in the 60s and then again in the early 2000s. And we, of course, could not say anything or do anything to change that. That was their choice at that time. But now you all have a choice to be a part of this grand experience, we will say.
Finale.
Grand experience. The finale, yes, the finale of those placing of the records long ago. But it is not the finale of all finales. There is so much more yet to come. That is only a brief hint about what is yet coming. And it coincides directly with the event, the pulse of energy, the event. In fact, we will tell you this. We are getting permission to say this. You yourselves, ready for this?
Yes.
You yourselves as this group and going about this process can actually serve to bring about the event faster.
Mm. Oh my God.
Power.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Let's roll.
So one who serves.
Mm, yes.
By us getting the sacred, is that the key to the event to begin?
No, it is not the key, for the event will occur no matter what. But it is the key, as we are saying here, to maybe all speed up the process a bit, to have a portion of bringing about the event a little bit sooner than it could be. You could directly affect the events, and unintended there. Okay?
Because we raise the vibration
during the time.
That is only relative based on what you are calling short.
Yeah.
Your short is different than our short. Just as our soon is different than your soon.
Yeah.
You always must remember, we are mostly, except when we are here in physical body, here on the planet, we are mostly in a place of no time.
Right.
You see?
Right.
That is also where you are moving toward. And in that time frame, when you are able to reach that crescendo, you will then also move into that zero point, that no time point, in that moment, and reach the crescendo, which is then that 90-degree phase shift that is required to open the entrance.
When we served, I was given, or it came to me that, and I shared before that, my son actually was one of us, and it might be important or at least very helpful to try to see if I can make a difference in having him wake up a little bit and come with us. Is this something that you think might have some value, or can you tell me on
what
that?
What we can tell you on this is if it is the right timing for this one to reach out and find himself or to begin to remember who he is, then this is a possibility. But to push into this, we would say no. It is not for you to direct this one to move into any direction whatsoever. That is his choice entirely. And it must come in his own divine timing.
And can you tell me if he is one of us in this or what?
We cannot tell you at this point. No. This must come more as he would become involved here.
One who serves, may I ask you a question, please?
Yes.
Now, I know going there is very strenuous. I would love to go.
We know what you are going to ask already.
Okay.
And we will answer you. You, my dear sister, you are not meant to go and go through something so, what was your term earlier, arduous, strenuous, although it is not so much. From our point of view, it is not that bad. And from the James, it is also not that bad. From the Joanna, maybe another story. So you must look at this from all points of view here. For you particularly, you are not ready for this. This would not be time for you. But, and this is a big but, people, okay? You will certainly be a large part of this just by being who you are and where you are in the moment that they are there. Because even though you will not be physically there with them, you can be there. And this goes for all that are not coming directly a part of this. You can all be a part of this astrally, etherically, as they are going about it. And as they are doing the chants down there and raising the crescendo, at the exact moment, and this moment will be given to you, you can then be also wherever you are joining in. You see? You see how this can work as a group fully together, working as one, as unison together. One spirit working together on the same goal. But
the goal itself is not, even though James does not like hearing this, the goal itself is not finding the records. The goal is continuing the journey.
Yeah.
You see?
Thank you so much.
Yes. And that was what you were going to ask, correct?
And I love you so
yes.
much.
And we, you, as well.
Thank you.
May I ask another question?
Is there first anyone on the phone that would like to ask a question, and then we come back to you, Peter?
Hi, what is this?
Mike
yes.
from Toronto?
Yes.
Yes, I'm doing Everyday Cloud based on the Saint Germain book, Advanced Alchemy. Is there any advice for me to increase the light in the cloud? Should I do the generic light, or should I state 20 problems on the planet and then push that light? Or any advice you can give me?
Did not quite understand the full question here. You're speaking of Saint Germain's book on alchemy?
Yes,
and
every day I am creating the cloud of the full of light. Is there any advice for me how to increase the power of the light in general?
Whenever you are working with the light, it is important for you to know that you are the light. You see? It is not manipulating anything outside of yourself. You are not manipulating light outside of yourself or power outside of yourself or even elementals or anything of this nature outside of yourself. You are manipulating, or better yet, controlling the elements within yourself. The light is within each and every one of you. So do not think of it in terms of that it is coming from anywhere else but from within yourself. Does this help you?
Yes, yes.
Very good.
Thank you.
Hi, the one who serves.
Yes.
Hello. I just want to touch on a little bit like what Rita Rufina just said, because I feel her. I feel how much she really wishes, she really wants to go, but I totally understand why she can't. And I feel the same, like I just want to go, yet then I just physically can't. Yeah. So I feel like oh my God, am I really contributing to this group? Because I can't get to the advances because of my situation here in England. I can't get to this wonderful, wonderful mission they're all going to go on, and I feel quite sad about it. Yeah, I do. I feel quite sad about it.
My dear Rita, you have already come to the advances.
Yeah.
You have already been here with everyone. You have been one that has woken at all different times of your morning or whatever it might be when others would be sound asleep. And you have gotten on the phone and been a part of the connection with this group more than you can realize at this point, how much you have brought to this group and how much this group has brought to you. So you have been here. As to being with those ones that are, we will use the word here, and we do not want it to be misinterpreted, though, but those that are chosen to go on this expedition, this experience, because it is largely a chosen experience. You choose it first, and then you see if it is possible for you to then be fully chosen to be a part of it. It is by divine timing and divine calling here. You understand this? We do not want you to misunderstand, though. We do not want you to say, oh, the one who served said, I can't go. Do not do that, because we will never say you can or cannot go. But you will realize from within yourself whether you are meant to go or not. If you can hear the voice within you, that wee small voice within you, telling you, it will give you the understanding. Yes, you need to go, or no, this is not directly for you at this time. But you will participate at the levels that we have already set. You see?
Yeah. Yeah. I just wish I could. I want to go. That's the thing.
Join in spirit.
Chime in, one who serves. This is Susan.
Yes.
I'm going to slide in on Rhea and Rita's question. I really want to go.
Speak more fully into the microphone you have there. We cannot hear you too much here.
Yes. I really want to go, and I'm pretty physically fit, but I do have some knee injuries, torn meniscus, and an injured ankle. I broke some bones in my foot. And I really want to go, and I'm very active, but I'm wondering if the arduous trip would be too much for me to go.
I'm fit as a fiddle. I've just got no money. I've got two babies. I just can't go. That's my thing. Sorry.
Please, we will tell you this. If you need crutches, you cannot go. If you can walk, you can go. And that's understandable. You see?
Okay.
Now, with understanding also, there is time. In your understanding of time, you have time. You have time to not only rehabilitate yourself fully, but those of you that are somewhat lacking in the energy or the tendency to become winded and that kind of thing, you have much time to prepare yourself for this. This includes this one we speak through. He's not in the best shape he ever was. He knows it. And he knows that he must get on the stick, too. That's the same. Yes, see?
And we got progesterone or whatever it is.
Whatever it takes. If you want to be a part of this, then you will make it your intention. And just as those of you that said before you came to the events, before you agreed to and you did your RSVP and all of that, you said, I don't know if I can get there. I don't know if I can afford it and all of these things. But you made a way. You created a way. And wherever there is a need, you can create a way. You see, you must look at it in that respect.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Where there is a will, there is a way, but where there is no will, there is no way.
Where there's doubt, you'll sabotage your way.
Or you sabotage your way. That is true. Yes.
Right.
And what it says, I have a question.
Yes?
I missed last night's session because it was the middle of the night for me. Will listening to the replay be good enough to receive the activation that everybody else received?
We can tell you if you go into this with the intention of doing so and the belief process is there, then the answer is yes. But we say many times there is no time. In this case, we're talking of time and space. So there is no time and space here. There is only what you believe. Believing is seeing. Understand?
I will find out from the replay where this trip that everybody is talking about is going to, because I don't understand.
Yes, if that was recorded, you will find out about this. And more information will be given over time period here. Please understand, we are not dropping this anytime soon. This is going to become a part of this group expression. And it will not be fully taking up all your time, certainly. You will still have the program that you are on, but you will, this will become a part of this expression as those show more and more interest, as the intention raises here within the group. And if it is determined that there are enough and the right ones to go on this journey, continue this part of the journey, then it will happen. And as we are looking at this right now, in this exact moment, you are going. And not only are you going, but you will be successful, as we are seeing right now.
Woohoo! Yeah.
Awesome. Is it in South America?
It is in Mexico. Directly over the border from Arizona. More than that, we cannot give. And we must be careful here that not too much information is given out over your internet or even over your phone system here. We have to be careful. Never will there be a hint of where it is or anything. And we will ask all of you to do the same. Do not share any of this information as to hints that you receive or possible places where you would be. Although James already knows where the location is. He already has that. All that needs to come now is the opening of that area where the entrance is located. The unlocking of the seal.
Okay, great. I was...
There must be the going in again of the permission from the guardians. They will remember, but you must call upon their permission again to open it up.
Okay, I was just in Mexico for 3 weeks, so familiar with the territory. I just remembered as well, the Celestine Prophecy was made into a movie. If somebody doesn't want to read the book, you can download the movie.
Yes, that is correct. Although the movie is not quite the same as the book in terms of that particular episode that we gave here. It is somewhat, but it is much more profound within the reading. Are there any other questions here now before we leave the channel?
I have a question.
Yes.
About last night, the experience is a little different for me, and I'd like to know what that meaning was. I try not to nod out or phase out in the meditation, but sometimes it does that to me. I'm just gone, and I wake up or I'm back. Time. So what I heard last night was when Sananda came in and he took over, and the next thing, I never didn't remember anything about Mother Mary, never saw her, never heard anything, but instead there was here, the roof opened up and a UFO came in, a spaceship came in, and it was like, you know, just fit the house. And it was hovering in here. It was like a grayish metal, not very shiny. And there was a light beam that came down, and it came onto the people. And I thought that afterwards, when I came back, and I don't remember at what time I was back, that this would be a nice day.
It was what?
This had been the anointing, so can you fill me in on that?
Yes. What you saw was the scout craft, you might say, the smaller craft for Ashtar.
I knew it!
We told you Ashtar was here. Sananda said Ashtar is here. As well as many, many, many others, all the angels, the archangels, they were all a part of this. There was even, as one of you said, there was a rapper here.
Oh,
just wanting to check out the scene.
Who's the rapper?
What about the sarcophagus?
Before the anointment, I felt a really strong energy, and I was kind of flying towards it. And the very first thing I saw was a blue sarcophagus coming over my head. And that was it. And I thought it was life.
We will say to you, dear Lydia, you were certainly associated with those in the Egyptian times, with the Ra collective. You have a connection with all of this. You with the Rwandarandi Joy here, and Joanna, and many others here were a part of many different expressions, and some of you were a part of this Ra expression. That being the ones that you know of now more fully as the blue avians that have come. And some call them the guardians, but there are also different levels of guardians, we can tell you. And you were a part of this. This is why you are seeing this, the sarcophagus from the Great Pyramid and other areas there as well, as we are finding it. And you have the expression of the remembrance from this. This is why you are seeing this. Because within that sarcophagus, which you have been in before, not directly the one you are speaking of, but you have entered the sarcophagus before and had great expansion experiences, similar to what you were talking about earlier, as we were finding from the James in the ayahuasca and the magic mushroom and all of these kinds of things, similar to those mind expansion experiences that can come about from this. You see? Are there any other questions?
I have a question.
Yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
Okay. I have neuropathy real bad in my leg for the last 2 weeks.
It is breaking up here. Hold, please.
Can you hear me?
There is echo, and we could not understand you the beginning of your question.
Okay.
Now try again here.
I have neuropathy in my legs, but the last 2 weeks where I couldn't hardly walk. Is that tension, or is it my neuropathy getting worse?
Okay.
As we look into this, and we cannot give too much information on this, there are limits that we have here. Certainly, we cannot invade or directly influence you in any way. What is occurring with you is something that, as most often happens, you have brought forth a pattern from past life experiences, and you have brought this pattern into this life, and it has created the situation that you have now in your leg. What are the symptoms of this in your leg?
Oh, I just have like cramping real bad, and hurting. My legs have been hurting real bad.
Yes. We could tell you this, exactly what the source of this is, but it would not serve your benefit here. Because we can tell you, but you must come to it on your own if you possibly can. In other words, you can ask within yourself and ask for the answer that way, or you can find someone that will do a past life regression with you. And you will ask them, or ask your higher self, to take you back to a time where this pattern began. It began in a warring situation, in a battle situation, and you had an injury both to yourself
and an injury that you created in another. And the karma has carried forth from this. But it is a pattern that even at that time, you continued from a time before that and a time before that. So it is a pattern that you are holding on to. Now, with that understanding, if you were able to fully understand what we are saying, you could then have the intention of that pain disappearing entirely. Because we have said many times here now that the karma from your past lives, for those of you, the light workers, those of you, the 144,000, is over. But it is only over if you believe it is over. So if you continue to have the programming there, which is holding on to you here, then this pain will continue until you do something about it. You can go the direction, the route of the medical profession, but as you know, that only works with the symptoms. That will never take care of the source. Wow. But the source of this is already within you. As a matter of fact, taking it further for all here, the source of all pain, suffering, all of that is already within each of you. You only need to either find it or just simply decide it is gone. It is that simple, but your programming keeps it from being simple for you. It keeps it being very complicated. It keeps you thinking you need to take a pill for this and a pill for that, or go for surgery here and there. What, in many respects, what barbarism that is to open yourself up with surgical techniques. At times it can be helpful, but many times it is not necessary. But it is only necessary because the programming continues to make you believe that it is necessary, and you stay within that. As you continue to move up the vibrations, and we would say to you who has asked this question directly, there is another method that you can use here. And that is fully working on raising your vibrations regularly. Now, we know that can be difficult within a pain situation. So first, you must find a way to help to relieve the pain, and then work on raising your vibrations as a regular occurrence each and every day, more and more and more. And then you will find that the pain will subside because it will no longer be there. In fact, it will as if it was never there at all.
Okay. Well, thank
you so much. An understanding.
Yes, hello? Hello?
Peter wishes to ask something here, and then we will go to one more on the phone that is asking, and then we will finish.
Does a person have to ask for divine dispensation in order to get their karma cleared?
If you are speaking of those that are out of the light worker community, as we say, the karma is already cleared. It is only within that one that they need to continue to work on that programming. If you are speaking of those that are outside of this, that still may be involved in the wheel of karma here, then for them, you do need to ask their permission. Now, you can ask their permission directly if you can, but it is in a situation where they cannot answer you. For instance, we're finding that you had discussion about coming upon someone who is injured, say, on the side of the road here, and needs immediate attention. Do you wake them up out of their unconsciousness, which would be difficult to do, and ask them for permission, or do you begin to work on them and assist them in any way that you can? In the case of, say, blood pouring out of them, put a tourniquet on them. Would that hurt anything? No, it would not. It would help that individual or whatever it might be. So within the situation, this is how we're answering this. Within the given situation, you go within yourself and ask your own higher self how to proceed here. You can do that quickly in just a matter of seconds and then administer whatever it is. But in the case that we just gave, give immediate aid as you know how to do and ask for assistance in doing so.
That was my next question.
Oh,
yes.
Yes. Hello.
One more question then on from the phone, and then we release channel. Yes.
Yes. This is Jean, and I was wondering if you could give me a clue, because I have a feeling that I have an upcoming mission, and I really do not have a clue on what it would be, and I would like to be prepared.
Dear Jean, we are so thankful and glad that you have joined this group in the time frame that you are, have done so now. You and your lovely companion there have joined with this program. And in doing so, you received a message. You received a message directly from Saint Germain, who is very close with you and has been watching over you for a long time here and has been waiting for the opportunity to begin to more fully communicate with you. That was the beginning of this. And yes, he sent it in a garbled message to you that it took the Moses, interesting how that works out, and it took the Moses here in your group to understand what that message was saying. And largely he got it very close to how to being fully accurate. Little bit off here and there, but that is okay. So you have been drawn to this group purposely. You have a mission. You have a mission beyond this group, but you have a mission also with this group in this communicating and connecting with this group in the way that you have already begun here. Much yet to come. And if you are one who is wanting to be a part of this expression of this expedition or this group going forward on this journey or the working with the records, then you are the one that is meant to do this. And that can be considered part of your mission within this group. More of that we cannot give you at this time.
Good.
Okay? We need
Thank
to...
You for
really,
your,
yes,
thank
we need
you
to...
for your enlightenment.
Need to release. Shanti, peace be with you.
Shanti.
Shanti.